Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm John Udy. I'm one of the teachers at our college at Emmanuel Eau Claire. And 25 years ago, I had the privilege of assisting you here and installing our daughter, Amanda, as one of your day school teachers. And thank you for the privilege of being here this morning to share the Word of God with you. The text for our consideration, found recorded in the second book of Kings, chapter 2, beginning with verse 9. And so it was, when they had crossed over, that Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask, what may I do for you before I am taken away from you?" Elisha said, "Please, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me." So Elijah said, "You have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so." Then it happened, as they continued on and talked, that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried out, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen." So he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and tore them into two pieces. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And when he also had struck the water, it was divided this way and that, and Elisha crossed over. So far our text. Heavenly Father, sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. I don't think any of you expect to, wow, see a chariot of fire and a whirlwind coming down out of heaven this morning. But I do pray that we see one spiritually. David, not too long ago, commented in one of his sermons, "My parents set really high expectations for me. They named me after God's gift to Israel, David, a king after God's own heart, and after Martin, God's gift to Lutheranism, a reformer after God's own heart." Well, maybe we should have given him four names. My father had four names. And we didn't include a prophet. So I'd like to lay before David in his heart and all of you this morning the names of two prophets, Elijah and Elisha. David, like Elisha, asked for a double portion of Elijah's spirit. Like Elijah, neither I nor this ceremony can give you nor renew that double portion of the spirit. Notice Elijah's answer in our text. "If you see me when I'm taken from you, it will be so for you." Elijah recognized that he couldn't give that gift. Only God can give the gift of his spirit. And yet it was God, certainly, that authorized Elijah and led him to anoint Elisha to be the prophet of the Lord. In the same way, the Lord authorized this congregation and led you to call Pastor Udy. And therefore, in accordance with his grace, he will also answer your prayers to give the Holy Spirit. So ask for a double portion of Elijah's spirit. Seeing that fiery chariot and whirlwind sweep Elijah into heaven, you heard Elisha exclaim, "The chariot of Israel and its horsemen." While we might not physically see such a wowing sight, and yet all of you, like Elisha, have seen the chariot of Israel and its horsemen, because it is nothing other than the vision of Jesus with all of his angels accomplishing his marvelous work. Though those prophets, Elijah and Elisha, have gone to their blessed abode, the God of those prophets remains to equip and to sustain his ministers. Jesus remains on the throne to give his spirit. Yes, to you, David, and to all of us. In fact, he has promised to give a double portion to all those who testify of him. Besides the promises you heard in our gospel lesson, listen to one in John 15. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And Jesus added in John 14, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have spoken to you. And the Father validates that promise of Jesus. Romans 8, he who did not spare his own son, but freely delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also freely give us all things? Or do you remember Jesus' promise in Luke 11? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall not the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So ask for a double portion of Elijah's spirit. God's gift to Elisha was made visibly evident. Elisha did see that vision of the chariot and the whirlwind. And then you heard how he took up Elijah's mantle, struck the Jordan River, and it parted for him. So should we ask for proof that God has given to Pastor Yudi a double portion of his spirit? Lord, give us a demonstration of this gift. Let him part San Francisco Bay. Maybe it would save a little travel time for a few of you. But no, God warns us that any reliance on such a new revelation is a lie of the devil. And in 2 Peter chapter 1, he reminds us that God's promises in his word are a more reliable revelation than any vision we might see. Yes, you and I have seen the greatest vision ever, because in every worship gathering, and certainly Jesus wants you to carry it with you in every moment of your life, you're seeing the vision of Jesus riding on the clouds of heaven with all his angels to carry out his marvelous work. Jesus, like that chariot, came down out of heaven to take our place. He took all our sins upon himself. He has covered you with his own righteousness. And yes, he even has parted the river of death, that at the time of our departure, he might bring us to be with himself in heaven. And so it is clear from Scripture that when Christ in him crucified is being lifted high above everything else, Jesus is giving that double portion of his spirit. So ask, you David, but every one of us, for that double portion of God's spirit to glorify Christ. Some may wonder, though, should we really be asking for a double portion of Elijah's spirit? Sounds kind of arrogant. prideful ambition that wants to make me great. Well, we are all subject to that temptation of pride, which is all the more reason why we need to pray for a double portion of the Lord's Spirit to deliver us from such a snare of the devil. But no, Elijah was not praying in pride, Elisha was not praying in pride to have his greatness elevated before all men. He was praying in their culture for the inheritance of the firstborn, which, yes, was a double blessing from the father, but also to be then a leader in the family. So this is not a posture of pride, stepping on others to exalt oneself, but it's kneeling before the father in absolute dependence on his blessing. It's not a position of pride demanding that everything be done my way, but seeking the privilege of serving others as a spiritual leader in the ministry of God's word, the ministry of the gospel, that double blessing of Christ. Your sins have been forgiven. My eternal righteousness is yours. In such great love, Jesus came down from heaven to serve you and me, and in thankful love, we will testify of him and teach all he has said. Elisha was not given earthly glory. He lived during the dark days of Israel's downfall, calling out to a people who in general would not listen to come back to the Lord. And yet, in the midst of such darkness, the Lord continued to answer Elisha's prayer, sustaining him with that double portion of Elijah's spirit. For it was only by the Spirit of grace that, despite the general apostasy, a remnant was preserved. God's own people, through faith in Jesus Christ. Miraculously, God even used Elisha to establish a school of the prophets at the banks of the Jordan River. And so the Lord has also preserved you, his remnant, the Father's people. He's graciously established this school of the prophets, this chapel for proclaiming Christ and his word, not too far from the banks of San Francisco Bay. And as he has begun his good work, he will bless its continuance. By his Spirit, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen will continue to preserve his remnant according to that election of grace, to sustain and enable you to be partners in the ministry of the gospel. And he promises in Isaiah 55, my word shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish in that for which I sent it. So ask for a double portion of Elijah's spirit. This is a double portion of Elijah's spirit. Is not being offered just to ministers of the gospel, like your pastor, but to all believers in Jesus. Do you remember God's promise through Peter on Pentecost? Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, and for your children, and for all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God calls to himself. So this school of the prophets, this chapel for proclaiming the wonderful works of Christ, is here to sustain you in seeing that vision of Jesus, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen. It will prosper to the degree then that all of us ask for that double portion of Elijah's spirit. Pray for that double portion of Elijah's spirit, that it may equip and sustain you as partners in this gospel ministry. Sustain you, yes, in praying for and supporting your public ministers, but also in taking up some of the many tasks in so many different forms that are needed for the benefit of this congregation serving one another in Christ Jesus. For Jesus promises to equip you with the Holy Spirit, a permanent, a powerful, a personal presence within you through faith in Christ. He promises this Spirit to teach you, to comfort you, to empower you, to live your life to the glory of God. So ask for a double portion of Elijah's spirit. But what's all this reference to chariots supposed to mean? You know, in their day, chariots were the premier stealth jets, an overwhelming military advantage. And Israel had longed to have such a worldly chariot force and put their reliance often in trying to get one. But the Lord revealed again and again to them, I am the chariot of Israel. And I, with my angels, are a chariot that no worldly chariot can stand against. So yes. Wow. Like Elisha, you have spiritually seen the vision of the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof, for it is the vision of Jesus riding on the cloud of heaven to accomplish his marvelous works. Listen thus to Psalm 68. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands upon thousands. The Lord is in their midst, as in Sinai, in the holy place. You have ascended on high. You have led captivity captive. You have received gifts among men, even from the rebellious, that the Lord God might dwell there. Maybe you noted that parts of that sound very familiar from the New Testament. It's quoted in Ephesians 4 to demonstrate that Jesus in his ascension has mounted on those chariots of heaven, is driving them, yes, to bring gifts to you, his people, providing ministers, providing the Spirit to all believers, to lift up the cross. Yes, his chariot lifts rebellious sinners like me and you out of the fire and brimstone that we deserve, to wash you clean from all your sins in his own blood, to cover you with his own perfect righteousness. And yeah, at the time of our departure, to part that river of death, to bring us to be with him in heaven. You maybe remember, Elijah appeared again on the Mount of Transfiguration in his living body, revealing the glory of what Jesus' resurrection has done for each of us. Christ desires nothing more than to bring you and me to the same. And so despite the darkness and the apostasy in the world today, Jesus is still driving the chariots of heaven. He is dwelling in this holy place and in the holy place of his Christian church to provide his blessing right now. He desires nothing less than at the time of our departure to bring us to be with him in heaven. So ask for a double portion of Elijah's spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.